Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Seven people died in a tragic PSV accident on the Nairobi-Mombasa highway near Voi, with another fatal crash reported in Busia. Meanwhile, police are accused of vandalizing a water project in Laikipia, Nyerere, and Nyandarua, cutting off supply to 30,000 households. The Kakamega County Government has closed the Shivei gold mine after three deaths, pending a safety audit. 26 people, including civil servants, were arrested for illegally issuing government documents. Politically, Embakasi North MP Gakuya urged Matiang'i and Jubilee to unite the opposition, while Senator Kalwale was invited to DAP-K after his UDA fallout as ODM faces internal challenges. Kenya is leading Africa in private sector growth. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business.
Supreme Court overturns a 2020 ruling making bank card fees non-taxable, benefiting the banking sector. Meanwhile, DCI is tackling surging crypto fraud, with Kenyans losing over 5.6 billion shillings this year.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online kenyan.com.